This is Bren.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you today, Brent?
Great. How long will it take?
I will just take a few minutes. I'll do it as fast as I can, okay?
All right, go.
I appreciate that. Alrighty, so let's start with the first question. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, are chances 50-50, or will, I'm sorry?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
46.
Thank you. You sound pretty young. Okay.
Thanks.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic,
white.
Asian, white? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 24 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote in the next year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
10, okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would that be strong Republican or not strong Republican?
I don't like the Republicans, but I really don't like the Democrats, so I'm probably strong Republican on a spectrum.
I respect that. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay. And which of the following issues are more important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'll give you some options. You are allowed to choose two options or two choices. First one is healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, inflation in the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, immigration and voter security, protecting our democracy and freedom, gun regulation and reform, improving K through 12 public school education.
Inflation and immigration.
Inflation and the economy, and I also have immigration and border security. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that...
No, hold, go back to that one. Say, I was talking about the illegal immigration. I think it was one of the last options.
I have improving K, gun regulation, protecting our democracy, immigration and border security, crime and violence.
Yeah. Immigration and border security is one, and then the other was the inflation, and was it inflation and taxes, or those were separate?
Inflation and the economy.
Yeah, that's the second one. Yeah.
Those two. Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Strongly approves and what approves and what disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economy situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
My personal is getting better.
That's great, okay. And now, thinking about race relationships in America today, or race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. Thank you so much. Moving on to the next question. So sorry about this. It's just taking some time here to load. And how's your day going so far?
Super duper. How's yours?
Oh, it's pretty hot, but hope it gets better. The weather is not the best.
Yeah, it's 100 and something. I mowed the lawn at 9 in the morning. It was 100 degrees, so that's great.
Oh, wow. That's not good at all. Yeah, okay. Already, Brent is just giving me quite some hard time here. I, you know, want to keep you on the line. Is that okay if I call you back probably in the next 2 minutes or three just to make sure that I get everything ready?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to fiddle with it for a second to get the screen to load or restart it.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me try again. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I'm just trying. I'm so sorry about this.
No problem. Computers are great when they work.
I know. Sometimes it just takes a little while to load. I don't know why. It's the first one that is giving me issues today. I got it back. Great.
Okay.
So I was just asking about the race relations in America today. You said they're getting worse.
Getting
is that
worse.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Ah, I got the same error again.
Oh,
let's see. I'm so sorry.
Now reload it and it says, sorry, did not save any responses.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I don't know what's going on here. It's not helping me out. You know,
it didn't like my answer.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's just that sometimes you just think, alrighty, I got it back. Yay. Mm. All right. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Say the choices again.
Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preferences in your life, in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned. Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. So the first one I got is Black Lives Matter.
0.
Okay. The Leadership Conference of Human Civil Rights.
Not familiar with the organization.
Okay. So you have never heard of that. That's okay. The National Rifle Association or the NRA?
75.
Thank you. What about Team Scott?
What is it?
Team Scott?
Team Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Mm. 90.
Okay. The Republican Party?
82.
Okay. Cornel West?
Fifteen,
okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. My system is just giving me some hard time right now, but there it is. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Okay. Now I like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. You can say strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The first statement that I got is the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
What's the scale again on this one?
Yes, you can say agree or disagree, and if that would be somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Strongly disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is being a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school's library can carry. Statement B. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalized people whose story is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements? The first one, do you strongly agree to statement A or somewhat agree to statement A?
Somewhat agree. I have some issues with that whole book ban.
Okay. I respect that, and thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat, and 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you think is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one I got on the list is ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
I'm sorry, what's the scale keeps changing. So 5 is yes, strongly agree with that.
0 means that you do not agree it's being threatened or undermining at all. 5 is from 0 to 5. Okay, this one is 0, okay? What about immigration to this country?
What are the options again? I'm sorry.
Yes, of course. Let me give you the options again just to make sure that we're getting the most accurate answer we can.
Yeah, 0
means... Yeah,
zero
I'm
means
sorry. Yes, 5, if you choose from 0 to 5, is still that you do not agree to that. 5 means that you somewhat agree if being threatened or undermined. 10 means that you strongly agree if being threatened or undermined.
And the question again?
Yes, the question is immigration to this country.
That's a pretty vague question, because, like, I'm fine with immigration if you're coming with a master's degree and going to contribute, but I'm not fine if you have no skills and plan to leech off the social services of the country and the taxpayer.
I respect that. Remember, your show says from 0 to 10.
So 0 would mean?
That you do not agree is being threatened or undermining at all. 5? You can still choose 1, 2, 3, 4.
So 5 would mean that I think immigration is threatening or undermining the country?
That would be somewhat agree with that statement.
No, so 10 would be I strongly agree that immigration is undermining the country?
That's right.
Yeah, okay, 10. Yes, 10.
Okay. All right. So the first one was 0. The second one is 10. And what about equal economy?
What do you mean the first one was 0? What was the first
one? The first one that I read, it was ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
And 0 was?
Do you know that greed is being threatened or undermining
at
all?
That's what I meant. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Third question, equal economy opportunities for all.
And 0 means it's not under threat?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, 0.
Okay. All right. And what about police that treat everyone the same or that treat everyone the same? Do you believe that is threatening or undermining or undermined?
This question sucks too.
I'm sorry.
The police, read the question again.
Yeah, police that treat everyone the same.
That's what I'm saying. Police that treat everyone the same, is that a problem or is that?
Do you believe or do you agree that this is threatened or undermined?
No, I don't believe that it's threatened or undermined that police treat everyone the same. All right.
In that case, would you say, would that be a 0, 1, 2?
I can't understand whether the question is asking me.
All right. Let me read to you the whole question again, okay. Just to make sure. All right. I don't have a problem with that. So it says, I'm going to read a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. And 5 means that you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not think it's being is being threatened or undermining at all. So, do you believe that police that treat everyone the same is undermining or threatened at all, or do you do not agree to that?
Yeah, I don't think that's undermined. So
okay.
I guess
0. So, when not 0, okay. What about freedom to protest the police or government?
So strongly, these questions are confusing.
We just have 3 more to go for
okay,
this
so 10, ten, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Oh, all right, what about the right to bear arms?
So 10 would be it's under threat?
Strongly agree that yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. What about a commitment to Christian ideals?
Five.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on. We're done with that one. All right. We're almost done. You're doing great, okay. And I highly appreciate all the time you're giving me.
One second. Give me 1 second. Are you there?
I'm here.
Sorry about that. My wife was picking up lunch. I didn't want to blow her off as she needs to. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying that we're almost done and that I really appreciate all the time that you're giving me today. So moving on to the next question, it says, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree to that statement. Five means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and zero means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. So got statement it. One, America's America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedom are under attack. So our votes matter. Okay. I'd just like to finish with thank you. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
Strongly agree.
Ten. Okay, thank you. And the second statement, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to business to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just for the wealthy and powerful.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote in the next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers. 10. Thank you. Ready. We are almost there. Just a couple of questions to go, but my system is just acting up again. All right, got it back. I'm sorry, I got it back. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Please assault me when I get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, master, MBA, law?
Postgraduate.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Married, okay. You just mentioned about your wife. I'm sorry I had to ask. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month lately.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right, Brent. These were all the questions that I had today. I thank you so much. You helped me a lot, and I really hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Likewise. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.